I would invite you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5.
请大家把圣经翻到彼得前书第五章。
On this day when we celebrate what our triune God is doing here in the midst of PBRC, we will consider these 11 verses 1 to 11 from 1 Peter chapter 5.
今天当我们一同庆贺三一真神在罪成圣经归正教会中的作为时， 让我们一同来思想彼得前书第五章前面在十一节的经文。
Today's service is not just merely something we do or a ritual, but it's continuing what began in the Old Testament, culminating in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who appoints men to lead His church.
今天的崇拜不仅仅是一场典礼或者是一场仪式， 而是在延续神在旧约里所开启的，并最终成全于神的儿子耶稣基督的工作。耶稣基督亲自设立人来牧养他的教会。
From 1 Peter 5, we're considering the following four reminders. First, the call of the under-shepherd. Second, the clothing of the flock. Third, the challenge of opposition. And fourth, the consummation of the shepherd's work.
我们将从四个方面来思考这些经文：第一，大牧长之下牧者的督召；第二，羊群当穿戴的品格；第三，面对敌对势力的挑战；第四，大牧长工作的最终成全。
In the first two verses, we see the call of the under-shepherd, and let me read these. 1 Peter 5:1, So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you.
我们先来看前面的两节经文，彼得前书5章1到2节。所以我这同作长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的。
I must admit that under shepherd may seem like a strange word, and in fact, I think it's made up.
我必须承认, under shepherd这个词, 听起来有些奇怪。 我们在这里把它翻译成为大牧长之下的牧者, 在英文中也有人把它翻译成父牧人。
But while the word may be made up, the concept is not, and it's very important. But how can a shepherd, one who is often at the bottom rung of society's ladder, have anyone below him? See, it's such an unusual word that my word processor kept trying to correct it and would underline it in red and tell me it was a misspelling. Yet I think this term best describes what the elder here in 1 Peter 5 does and who he is.
牧养人在古代社会中本来就处在社会阶层比较低的位置，那么一个牧人下面为什么还有在他下面的人呢？甚至于当我的文字处理软件一直用红线标注这个词，认为它拼错。然而这个词却恰恰最能描述圣经中的长老以及他们所承担的工作。
Even though we live in 2026, we understand that shepherding, both physically, but more important spiritually, is a theme that runs throughout the entire Bible.
所以尽管我们现在已经到了2026年，但是呢，就是这个牧养这个概念，它自然是一个物理上面的关系，也是一个属灵的主题。
A shepherd provides care and protection and provision for his flock.
牧人要照顾并且保护他的羊群。
I think it's safe to say that even non-Christians are familiar with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the people of God are often referred to as sheep, such as Psalm 100 verse 3, which says, we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
我想就是连很多非基督徒都熟悉诗篇23篇的经句，说耶和华是我的牧者。 而神的百姓也常常被称为羊群。诗篇100篇第3节说：“我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。”
So when Peter gives his fellow elders this exhortation, and speaks of them as shepherds, under shepherds. He seems to be giving a testimony to how the great shepherd, Jesus Christ himself, tends his sheep. Just a few chapters earlier, in chapter 2, verse 25, Peter says this, "For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls."
当彼得向众长老发出这一劝勉的时候，他并不是翻翻而谈，而是在见证大牧者耶稣基督是如何亲自牧养他的羊群的。在我们今天的经文前面的一节的经文当中，他在二章彼得前书的二章二十五节，他这样说：“你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。”
But what I think makes this image of a shepherd and an elder for Peter so much personal in his life and so foundational to why he uses it here is what is recorded in the closing chapters of John's Gospel. In the hours before Jesus' death and his crucifixion, Peter denies Jesus three times. He disowned the chief shepherd. And yet, in John 21, the resurrected Jesus restores the one who denied and who had strayed.
对于彼得来说，他的经历与与众不同，他有切身的经历啊，特别记载在约翰福音最后的几章里边。在主耶稣基督被钉十字架受死前的几个小时的时候，彼得曾三次不认主，他弃绝了这位大牧长。然而，在约翰福音二十一章，复活的主耶稣亲自挽回了这位曾经否认他并迷路的人。
So to this one who denied Jesus, he asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Jesus responds, "Feed my lambs." In verse 16, Jesus asks him a second time, "If you do you love me, Peter?" To which Peter says, "Yes." And Jesus says, "Tend my sheep."
在约翰福音第二十一章第十五节，耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”彼得说：“是。”啊，耶稣对彼得说：“你喂养我的小羊。”在十六节，耶稣再次问彼得是否爱他，彼得说：“是。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
In verse 17, when Jesus asks a third time for each time that Peter had denied him, the text tells us that Peter was grieved because Jesus had asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter moves from this simple affirmation to, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus again gives us this shepherding imagery. Jesus told him, "Feed my sheep."
到了第十七节的经文，当耶稣第三次问彼得的时候，经文告诉我们，彼得心里忧愁，因为耶稣三次问他，你爱我吗？这个时候彼得的回答就从简单的肯定转变为说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。然后耶稣便对他说，你喂养我的羊。
You see, when Peter writes these words in chapter 5, when he writes about being a shepherd of the sheep, he's reflecting on the fact that the whole course of his life had changed. His whole ministry was different when Jesus uses this imagery of feeding and tending the sheep. And these words remind us, those who are called to be elders of Jesus' flock, that we are now to be different and changed. Not because of something about us or what we do or what we bring to the table, but about that we have been called to serve as under shepherds of the great shepherd.
所以当彼得在这封信的第五章写下这些话语的时候，那做牧人的呼召已经彻底改变了他整个的人生与侍奉的轨迹。同时，这些话语也提醒众人，特别是那些蒙召做耶稣羊群长老的人，我们变得与众不同，这并非因为我们自身有什么特别之处，而是因为我们蒙召去服侍，并作为那位大牧长之下的牧人啊，英语中叫 under shepherd 来管照管羊群。
As we consider the next few phrases, The description of an elder may seem counterintuitive to what we might expect in a leader today. Peter writes that a shepherd, this under-shepherd, needs to be not serving not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you. Not for shameful gain, but eagerly. Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
彼得接下来描述长老应该有的样子。他说，要按照神的旨意，不是出于勉强，而是出于甘心。不是因为贪财，而是出于乐意。不是瑕疵所托付给你们的人，乃是要做群羊的榜样。这些描述似乎与我们通常对领袖的期望完全不同。
So Peter, a redeemed under shepherd, is writing to fellow under shepherds to remind us what the great shepherd Jesus Christ has done for us, the one who did not serve under compulsion, but gave his life freely. He did not do it for his own gain to go to the cross, but he did it eagerly in submitting himself to his Father's will. He did not domineer over the disciples and those in his charge, but was the ultimate example to his flock. And as the great shepherd of the sheep, as Hebrews chapter 13 says, Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And in fact, the elder, the under shepherd, gives his life for the flock as Jesus did. In John 10:11, Jesus proclaims, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
彼得在这里描述的要长老们做的样子，其实真是我们的大牧长耶稣基督为他的子民所做的。在希伯来书13:20，称他为说是群羊的大牧人。耶稣降世并非要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。事实上，牧者是为羊群舍己的。耶稣基督在约翰福音10:11这样的宣告：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
How can the under shepherd do anything different than to give, lay down his life for the sheep? Heng Zheng, feed and care for this flock. Other elders here, feed and care for your flocks. The call to the elder is to lay down personal ambition and worldly ideas of leadership and care for the people of God in their spiritual need.
既然大牧长耶稣基督都这样做了，那作为 under shepherd 大牧长之下的牧者，还能有别的选择吗？彭江，你要喂养并照料这羊群。牧者蒙召就是要放下个人的野心与世俗的领导方式，去关怀神子民的需要。
If that is the call of the under shepherd, Peter then moves to his second set of exhortations to clothe the flock. Just as the under shepherd reflects the work of the great shepherd, the flock follows and reflects the great shepherd as well.
既然这是对大牧长之下的牧者的呼召，那彼得就转向劝勉的第二个要点，就是羊群的穿戴。正如牧者反映出大牧长的样式，羊群也当随着，也要跟随并反映这位大牧长的样式。
Congregation of PVRC, this call is not just for Heng Zheng as he becomes an elder, but these truths are also for you, as you see in the first part of chapter 5, the likewise. And I'll read chapter 5, verses 5-7. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourself, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
对会众来说，就这些话也不仅仅是对长老说的，也是对会众说的。所以我们来看，在第五节的时候，这英文当中有一个 likewise， 那就是照样或者是同样的意思。那这个在日版里面没有翻译出来，但是在现代中文译本里面有。那我们来读这节经文，这个三节的经文，我加上同样，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人， 所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。到了时候，他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他纪念你们。
You see, this call to clothe yourself with humility is for all the people of God. It's not just an elder thing to do. And while servanthood and self-denial is the crux of the under-shepherd's ministry, the command to clothe yourself with humility is for every sheep in the flock of God.
所以这里讲说以谦卑束腰的呼召是针对神所有子民的，不仅仅是长老该做的事情。虽然仆人是服侍与舍己是牧者职分的核心，但是以谦卑束腰，也有人说单一层穿上谦卑，这个命令是针对神羊群中的每一只羊的。
And while shepherding is a theme throughout the scripture, so is the idea of receiving new clothing or being clothed. The Apostle Paul will frequently use this metaphor of clothing.One translation of Romans chapter 13, verse 14 says this, Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. How can we deny our sinful desires? By fixing our eyes on Jesus and considering others better than myself, which is what humility is.
使徒保罗也经常地使用这个穿戴的比喻，比方说在罗马书的13章14节他说总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。那我们该如何拒绝自己罪恶的私欲呢？那就是要定睛于耶稣基督，并看别人比自己强。
The mortal enemy of humility is pride. And in the Bible, pride never ends well. This is why some under-shepherds go astray.It is easy for us to take our eyes off of Jesus, whether we are under-shepherds or members of the flock. To take our eyes off of Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and put them on ourselves, our accomplishments, our great wisdom, or anything else that we think we have to offer to God and His services.
那谦卑的最大的敌人呢，是骄傲。在圣经当中，骄傲从来就没有好的结局。这也是一些牧者跌倒的原因。因为我们很容易把目光从耶稣基督，他是我们信心的创始成真者，从他的身上移开，而关注我们自己，关注我们自己的成就，以及那些在我们眼中还觉得很正确的所谓的大智慧。
And while we might not be able to relate on an everyday basis to shepherding, I've never shepherded, we all can relate to the image of clothing. Every morning.Even this morning, we woke up and decided what to put on, what you're wearing right now. But what would it look like if every member here at PBRC and Christians around Philadelphia and around the world were to truly put on humility and clothe ourselves with the humility of Christ?
你可能会讲说穿戴耶稣基督这个好像有点太抽象了，所以我们来想一想说我们每天就穿衣服有什么感受？你今天早上可能特意选择了你现在所穿的这套衣服。那么我们来想一想，如果神的百姓，无论是我们费城圣经归正教会，或者是在费城，或者是在世界各地，假如大家都能够真正的披戴基督，那将会是怎样的光景呢？
And when the Apostle John writes of the new heavens and the new earth in Revelation, clothing is there as well.When those who have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will be clothed in the best threads imaginable. This is what it says in Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8. Let us rejoice and exult and give Him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. And it was granted her to clothe herself in fine linen bright and pure.
使徒约翰在启示录十九章也向我们展示了新天新地的荣耀景象，那其中也讲到穿衣服的画面。那时凡信靠主耶稣基督的人都将穿上难以想象的华美的衣袍。在启示录十九章七到八节这样说，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归于他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了， 就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
So having given us a glimpse of what awaits the humble, third, Peter draws us back down to the reality of life in our fallen world. That if there is the call of the elder, the under-shepherd, the clothing of the flock, then there is also the challenge of opposition.
那当我们看见谦卑之人将要承受的荣耀之后，彼得接着将我们的目光又拉回到我们在堕落世界中的现实生活。所以刚才我们已经讲过了做长老的呼召，也讲过了为羊群穿上谦卑的教导。那我们接下来要讲的是面对敌对势力的挑战。
Look if you will at 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 to 9. Be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in the faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world.
我来读经文的第八节到第九节，不要谨守，尽行，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是这样经历这样的苦难。
Peter reminds the under-shepherd and all the sheep of the flock that not only do we have an internal struggle every day to put on humility as we put to death our pride, but there is also an external enemy, our adversary, the devil, and the world system of belief that confronts us on a daily basis. Every day, we as individuals and as the church are confronted with calls to turn our affections to the temporary away from the eternal.Satan's question that was offered at the very beginning in the garden, questioning God's authority and plan, is he's asking that same question today. Did God really say?
所以在这里彼得就提醒我们，我们每一个人，我们都存在着挣扎，这挣扎有内在的挣扎，因为我们要致使自己的骄傲，要穿戴谦卑。我们也要面对外在的敌人，就是仇敌魔鬼，以及我们每天与我们相对抗的世界上的世界观体系。所以我们每天都要面对各样的诱惑，我们个人如此，我们的教会也如此。他们这些诱惑要将我们的心思从永恒的事物转向短暂的事物。撒旦依然在质疑上帝的权柄与计划，不断地追问上帝岂是真说。
It seems that Peter is honing in on a particular theme and thread that runs throughout Scripture from the very beginning, from Genesis 1 to 3, and that's this. If the Creator and blessing-giving God delights in something, Satan is out to undo, mar, or destroy it. Fortunately, our great Shepherd has provided such a salvation that the gates of hell will not prevail against the sheep of his pasture.
所以这样的道理，其实我们都可以回到创世纪的一章到三章，那里记载了人类历史开篇的人类历史的开篇。所以呢，在圣经当中一直贯穿的一个主题，那就是凡是那位创造万有、赐福于人的神所喜悦的，魔鬼总是想方设法的去破坏、去玷污、去毁灭。幸而我们的大牧长已经为我们预备了奇妙的救恩，使阴间的权势无法胜过他草场上的羊群。
The call for each of us is to resist Satan and to stand firm. And not only are we to clothe ourselves with humility, but the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that in addition to humility that we are to put on the armor of God. And to remind ourselves that the Christian life, especially for the under-shepherd,is confronting the lies of the devil and delivering us from the present evil age.
所以我们每一个人都要蒙召去抵挡、去战斗。那我们就不仅要蒙召穿上谦卑，那还要像使徒保罗在以弗所书第六章所教导我们的，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。基督徒的生活，尤其是牧者的生活，不仅要直面魔鬼的谎言，也要经历神拯救我们脱离这邪恶的时代。
And I'll read verse 9, which says this: Resist the devil. Resist Satan then. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And this congregation, and members of this congregation, know the reality of persecution more than other members of God's flock. Some of you personally know brothers or sisters who even now are facing suffering just for the name of Christ. It was a tremendous honor for some of us here to go with members of PBRC to send us to ordain and establish elders in God's kingdom back in 2014. Those brothers and sisters, at least one of whom is here today, have faced persecution for the name of Christ, but the devices of the devil will not prevail.
与其他教会相比，费城圣经归正教会的弟兄姊妹对逼迫的现实有更深的体会。你们当中有些人亲身认识那些弟兄姊妹，他们此刻正因基督的名在遭受苦难和逼迫。2014年，我们当中的一些人曾非常有幸地与费城圣经归正教会的成员同行。
Which leads us to our final consideration from these verses. The call, the clothing, the challenge, and now the consummation of the great shepherd's work.
那这就引出了我们最后一点的思考。
Let me read verses 10 and 11. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
经文的第10节到第11节，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Even though he addresses our present situation, throughout these 11 verses, Peter is always looking forward. He gives hints that this life is not all that there is. Look again at verse 4. He says, when the chief shepherd appears looking forward, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. And when discussing humility, there is the promise at the end of verse 6 that at the proper time, he may exalt you.
所以在这里的十一节经文当中，我们也可以清楚地看到，它特别是在最后的四节经文当中，它就说到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得了永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。而在他令及谦卑的时候，第六节也给出了应许，因为到了那个时候，他必将你们升高。In
these last two verses, he comes back again to remind both the under shepherd and the individual sheep of the flock that we are not our own, but we are His. We are children of our Heavenly Father, the God of all grace. So on those days when everything seems hopeless, when we feel so hopeless in a broken world, remember these incredible promises that He will, listen to these verbs, that He will restore what has been sacrificed. He will confirm what may have been questioned. He will strengthen the spiritually weak hand and head, and will establish your faltering steps by His sovereign grace.
就是最后的两节经文当中，他再次的提醒那些作为 under shepherd， 就是大牧者下面的牧师，作为教会的牧师，以及作为属灵羊群的我们，并非孤军奋战，而是属于他的，因为我们是天父的儿女，而天父是那赐诸般恩典的神。 所以在一切似乎毫无希望的日子，或者当我们在这破碎的世界当中感到灰心或者感到无助的时候，请记住这些宝贵的应许：神必恢复那些看似已经失去的，神必坚固那些看似动摇的，神必加力量给属灵上软弱之手和灰心的心。 神也必借着他主权的恩典，使你摇晃不稳的脚步，站立得稳。
On those days that you are faint and overburdened, sing the classic lines of the classic hymn to yourself. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet.
我们不妨可以在心里面唱一下，这是天父世界这首经典赞美诗的歌词。这是天父世界，叫我不可遗忘，黑暗势力虽然猖狂，天父却仍作王。
In the midst of our weakness and our suffering and dealing with the prowling lion of Satan, how else could Peter end this section except to explode into benediction? To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
所以在这段的结尾，彼得除了发出颂赞，还能有其他的表达吗？他说：“愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。” Amen.
Brothers and sisters, today is not about us.Not even about Heng Cheng, but it is about how our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is advancing His kingdom through weak, frail, under-shepherds, and often straying sheep, to show His love, His power, His grace, and His mercy. And to echo Peter's call at the end, to Him be glory and majesty and dominion forever. Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，今天的主角不是我们。也不是恒江弟兄，而是我们的三一真神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。如何借着软弱、脆弱的牧者 （under shepherd） 和时常迷途的羊群，来扩展他的国度？就像彼得所说的，以此彰显神的爱、神的大能、神的恩典和神的怜悯。愿荣耀、威严与全能永远归于他。阿门。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for giving us your Son, Jesus, the great shepherd of souls.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐下你的儿子耶稣基督，他是我们灵魂的大牧者。
We thank you for his spirit who guides and comforts us.
我们也感谢你赐下圣灵引导我们，安慰我们。
Would you restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish this flock?At this place and at this time.
请你在此时此地亲自的恢复、坚固、加力量，并建立这里的会众。
In the strong name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督大能的圣名祷告。
Amen.